The competition watchdog has won another case against a company which incorrectly used the carbon tax as an excuse to raise its prices. South Australian refrigeration contractor Equipserve Solutions blamed the tax for a hike in the price of its refrigeration gases. AEM revealed in early July that farmers and fishmongers were outraged about a 400% price jump in gases used for cooling. Will Ockenden reports.
Equipserve Solutions sent an email to its customers in late June blaming the carbon tax for increased refrigerant prices. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission's chairman, Rod Sims, says it was misleading.
They were found to have attributed what was nearly a $300 a kilogram increase in the price of refrigerant gas to the carbon price, when in fact the contribution of the carbon price was only about $75.
Refrigerant gases have a much higher global warming potential than carbon dioxide, and under the carbon price legislation, have to pay more.
So it was a massive, almost four times increase, and they attributed the lot to the carbon price, when in fact the carbon price was only responsible for about a quarter of that.
Climate Change Minister Greg Combe welcomes the ACCC's findings.
Many misleading claims have been made about the impact of the carbon price on refrigerant gases, and this is the first of what I anticipate might be further findings by the ACCC.
When the carbon tax came into effect on the 1st of July, the price of most refrigerant gases soared. While there's no denying prices would go up, Greg Combe questions the size of the increase.
Wholesalers of refrigerant gases have jacked up prices by very significant amounts, and Equipserve, that's been the subject of this finding by the ACCC, has been passing those costs through and falsely representing that they're attributable to the carbon price.
The price increases can be seen on a list provided by refrigerant supplier Heatcraft. The popular commercial refrigerant R404A jumped about $285 per kilogram, an increase of more than 300%. Greg Combe.
Well, Heatcraft, it is, has circulated a list of increases in prices in refrigerant gases and left others to assume or form some understanding about what the cause of the price increase is. I'd still like to hear an explanation from Heatcraft as to why, for example, they've increased the price of one gas, which is called R22, and which has no carbon price attached to it, why they've increased it by $60 a kilogram on the 1st of July.
Shadow Minister for Climate Action Greg Hunt says the carbon tax is to blame.
The government cannot run away. They cannot hide from the fact that they have a carbon tax which is not just increasing refrigerants by a small percentage, by a modest percentage, but increasing refrigerants in their cost by a factor of 100, 200 or 300%.
Refrigerants Australia is a lobby group which represents the contractors and large refrigerant suppliers. Its executive director, Steve Anderson, says there are other reasons for the price increase.
We warned of price increases at the wharf of 300 to 500%. As that cascades through the distribution system, you'd expect to see that replicated.
And are those price increases because of the carbon tax?
300 to 500% we've quoted in all our submissions to government, yes, is entirely due to the carbon tax.
But didn't the ACCC just find that the South Australian company couldn't and shouldn't attribute the entire cost increase down to the carbon tax?
Well, look, I'm sure that the Commission has given this proper consideration and I'm sure they're correct, though I can't comment on the individual case.
Contractor Equipserve Solutions was contacted for comment, but didn't respond.
Will Ockenden.